Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg, and we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago doing his rock impression, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President of Mar-a-Lago, how are you today?
We're doing great. We're doing very strongly. We're just enjoying being president.
Yes, I'm sure. Very exciting Perfect 10 episode last week. A lot of drama. I'm looking forward to next month and what you decide.
And by the way, the Rotten Oranges episode was a star-studded affair.
We got lots of reviews in from that saying that was one of the best, people were saying. One of the
tremendous,
best Rotten
Oranges. I mean, with for our Patreon patriots, we sort of add all this. You know, I call in the favors, I bring in the top talent. You know, it was like a We Are the World, but with fewer blacks.
Is that how you describe it? Okay. Now, I know you're having a good week, but I'm sorry to start the episodes on such a bad note, but there was a house torn down recently. Was a colleague of yours, a friend of yours, Sir Jeffrey Epstein's house was torn down. I'm sure so many memories were there that are just now in rubble. That's all you have is the memories, because you can't go there, take a walk through, remember the good times.
Well, no, sometimes I can read through the testimony of some of his young women. And you know, so you can, you know, we have that in a vault. So sometimes I go in there with like a nice Diet Coke, maybe a chocolate chip cookie. And I read through the testimony and it brings a tear to my eye. I go, I remember that. Wow. It's so, you know, so it's nice. It's been nice of the Florida courts to preserve so many of our great moments.
I did not know that you had saved testimony in a safe deposit box that you would read through at leisure. That's interesting. Do you know what they're doing with that space? Because you are
it's
real estate mogul.
It's holy ground. And if you've ever read, you know, I don't read books, but if I know these Stephen King books, you know, wouldn't that make for a great movie? Epstein's grounds or Sir Jeffrey's plot. And they try to build like a shopping mall there, but mysteriously eighth grade girls start disappearing.
Like the creepy pet cemetery.
Jeff Cemetery. Boom. Title it. I'm going. We're done with the episode. That's it.
That's great. That would be a really solid movie, that Sir Jeffrey Epstein's house gets knocked down, and every time they try to rebuild on it, some sketchy stuff happens with, girls appearing here, or what's her name? Giselle. What's his main
Ghislaine.
Ghislaine. She makes appearances. It could be a blockbuster film. I mean, I know you're real estate and many other companies, but maybe, you know, you could make the jump from TV to movies.
I think when we start our Trump production company, I think our first feature film will be Jeff Cemetery. And, you know, a real estate developer tries to build a shopping mall, but all of a sudden, you know, Girl Scouts and high school cheerleaders start disappearing. And I think it would be a very powerful film. Very entertaining.
They just get sucked through the earth.
Or they do the sucking. You know, it's the point is, I think we have a, you know, we should talk to some of our great horror writers, maybe Blumhouse. You know, they do a lot of these horror films.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a tremendous Jeff Cemetery coming to theaters and after school programs this summer.
Oh, so you're going to make it into a play also? Make it into a play for the kids. The kids can perform it.
Well, you know, they'll be performing something.
No.
But the fact that they tore this down is they deserve the wrath of Sir Jeffrey Epstein from heaven, because you don't tear down a landmark. This was a Florida landmark and they tore it down.
Do you know the person who owns it now?
I don't, but they'll be, you know, they'll be hearing from some powerful people.
Why don't you buy it? You have so much money.
I think that's, you know what? We might have to look into that.
Okay. That would be great. Now, Mr. President, did you hear about the news from Homeland Security? They're doing...
Homo Security? What is it? Is that like a gay sort of security company?
No, Homeland Security. They protect our country. And
they... Well, they did. They did when we had a real president. I don't know if they're doing strong security right now.
Well, they're doing an internal review to root out white supremacy and extremist ideology in the federal government. And the domestic terrorism unit of Homeland Security is looking into this. Do you think that is a coincidence after you leave the presidency in Washington that they're looking into this? Since you have been, I'm not going to say attached, but mentioned with white supremacy groups and the KKK?
Well, I think this is a classic Democrat technique. Look into something that doesn't exist, invent a problem so it looks like you're doing work.
But there is a problem. The Pentagon did a recent investigation, and they found that a lot of vets were connected with white supremacy groups and who were also at the storming of the Capitol.
Well, you say...
I meant the protest of the Capitol. I'm sorry.
The peaceful protest. You say Pentagon, and I say Janie's got a gun. So now we've got two problems, apparently.
Okay. But you don't think that's strange that people have accused you of being in the pockets of the KKK and different hate groups, and you've denied it, and now they're doing an investigation in the federal government after you leave the White House?
The only time I was in the pockets of the KKK was when I was at the Teen USA Championship, and I was talking to Kate, Chrissy, and Kendall. And I may have had my hands in some pockets then, but I don't know any KKK.
Okay, so you just think it's a coincidence and they're just doing
I don't think it's a coincidence. I think the radical left is always wants to make things into race and into, oh, we have problems with this, because they know it's good for ratings and they know people will get very upset and the fake news will start talking about it, but it's a total hoax.
But wouldn't it make sense to look into this, considering that they found veterans who served for our country to be affiliated with hate groups, white supremacy hate groups especially, and they were at the peaceful protest of the Capitol? So wouldn't you want to look into this? They were affiliated and they were there for you.
Well, they were there for me because they love their country. The thing I would say is, do you realize how offensive what you just said is? You're insulting our veterans.
And I'm not. I'm saying the veterans. No, I'm not saying all of them.
Excuse me. You're insulting our veterans.
How am I insulting veterans when I said the
some you're of calling the them hate groups and they're veterans? No, I'm not. They love their country. It's the opposite of hate. It's called love group.
That'd be a good title too. The thing is
that Death Cemetery.
I know. The thing is, I'm not calling all veterans hate groups. What I'm saying is that the veterans who were caught being at the peaceful protest.
You say that word very interestingly. What? Veterans.
How do you want me to say it?
Yeah, you see, this is why you're disrespecting our veterans. There's an extra syllable in there and you're trying to shorten the word.
Veterans.
Thank you.
Okay.
Put some respect on their name.
Okay. What I'm saying is that the veterans who were there were affiliated with...
My large wallet is causing me discomfort in my pocket because I have great wealth.
Take it out. What I'm saying is that the veterans who were there are affiliated with...
You ever give yourself a prostate exam when trying to take out your wallet? It's kind of exciting.
I never have. Thank God. But don't you think they should look into that if the people there supporting you were affiliated with hate groups?
No, of course. I mean, you could say that about any, but you could say that about anybody. I could say, you know, at Sleepy Joe's inauguration, there was a child rape group, and then you
find
say,
the well, child rape.
We better look.
Find the child rape group.
Q, by the way, Q.
Where was a child rape group? If you find them, we should look into it.
We should, and we're going to, now you, I agree. So it's out there now, and we're going to look into it.
But you're making that
child,
up.
There was a child rape group at Sleepy Joe's inauguration. Now we're going to look into it. See how easy that was?
You're just making up the child rape. You just made that up off the top of your head.
No, we're getting very strong updates from Q. By the way,
yes.
Did you see Tyler Perry on the Oscars last night? He said that he's fighting, you know, he said he's fighting child trafficking, which we support. We support him fighting it.
Okay.
And you know how many letters there are in Tyler Perry Studios?
How many?
17. Do you know what the 17th letter of the alphabet is?
Not top of my head. What is it?
Q.
Q.
Tyler Perry is Q. And I've always thought, you know, I looked at him and I said, that guy is definitely LGBTQ. And as it turns out, he's sending all the hints that he is a powerful Q. He is Q as folk.
That's a huge conspiracy theory right there.
Well, he's a large black, so it shouldn't surprise you that, you know, it's nobody ever thought that Q could be African American, but it turns out, you know, African with a Q, African.
So many good titles. But
title,
cemetery,
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I don't believe your little Tyler Perry conspiracy theory, but you know what? I could be wrong. You could be right. Who knows, right? Maybe there weren't any, maybe there were child rape organizations at Sleepy Joe's inauguration. I have no clue. We should all look into all of this.
That's all I'm saying. We'll look into everything starting with Sleepy Joe.
That makes sense. The census, Mr. President, have you seen the census?
I like all five of them. Did you ever see the sixth census?
It's a pretty solid movie.
I see dead people and I'm counting them. The sixth census.
And we're making great movies tonight. The sixth census.
Okay.
Jeff Cemetery. You should open that.
The Trump Studios is going to open, and all I'm doing is, you know, this isn't like the boring Oscars. Every movie I've just mentioned is a hit. It's like a blockbuster.
But what do you think of the seats picked up and lost? Like Texas picked up 2 seats, California lost 1, Florida gained 1, New York lost 1 by 89 people. By 89 people, they lost a seat.
I wished it was 69 people.
We could all dream.
Well, no, what you're seeing is tech stuff. I know you're radical left, but what you're seeing is, oh, we want to go to great Trump states, great freedom states, great freedom. Do you see that? They're losing people in the radical left, tax you to death states, and they're coming to places like Texas and Florida where they can have sunshine and guns and, you know, marry their cousins and do country dancing and bath salts, and it's called freedom.
I mean, many people left New York during the pandemic. Some people left for good. Some people came back. You can't blame people for leaving, especially money if they didn't have jobs. New York's very expensive to live in, but not everybody fills out their census. And we're talking 89 people. I'm sure they could have found 89 people to fill out census. And
Andrew Cuomo probably murdered them all.
There's a good chance of that. How come all his allegations have disappeared? Did he get your lawyers?
Well, no, I think what he did was, and if to those people who listen to Rotten Oranges, he was one of the guests, by the way, on the Rotten Oranges Oscar special, because I said, I don't like him, but I respect him. I respect how he's tackling this by not giving up. You know, the Democrats need more tough people like that, even if I disagree with them. I don't know where his allegations went. Maybe they were, some of those allegations were fake news.
Didn't you, how many allegations? You had 18 or 19 against you?
I had 26.
26. How did 26 disappear?
Because 7, 8, 9.
I like the kid jokes. That's amazing how many allegations disappeared. How much money did you lose on that, paying these women off?
Oh, it was a rounding error. You know, not a lot.
How many? How much?
You know, a few million.
Okay. I mean, that's wild. And I guess Cuomo's taking a page out of your playbook.
And we're going to sue him for copyright infringement.
Copyright infringement for dealing with sexual harassment allegations.
Well, he took a page out of my playbook, and that's, you're supposed to pay for that.
I don't know if it goes like that. It means just he's kind of dealing with it the same way you are. I don't think you have a copyright on how to deal with
it. No, I have a book in Mar-a-Lago called How to Get Slutty Skanks to Stop Suing You.
Oh, so you have a book on that. And you think he read your book?
All I'm saying, you, excuse me. You said he took a page out of my book.
I did. But I don't think you can sue someone for that. He's just copying your behavior.
We'll see what happens.
I wouldn't put it against you. I could see you totally taking him to court for dealing with sexual harassment allegations like you did. I want to hear that testimony.
I promise to tell the truth, so help me, Trump.
You're going to swear to yourself?
Hey, bingo.
So you're higher than God.
No, I think we're sort of, you know, we have our different areas of sort of talent. Some might say I have a little more talent, but we have great respect for God.
You've said that you do things a lot better than Jesus, a lot of things, but you haven't said that you've done a lot of things better than God.
Look, God is like Michael Jordan, and I'm like a white Tiger Woods. We're both great. We're both considered all-time greats in what we do, but, you know, you can't exactly compare them, so I'm doing strong golf type things, and God is doing strong Michael Jordan type things.
Okay. That makes sense. So both of you are extremely strong, very strong.
I'm very strong. God is probably just strong.
Well, God's strong. You're very strong. And our sponsor this week is extremely strong. It's betonline.ag, Mr. President, where we do all our betting. That's right. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs. We have MLB, NBA, playoffs right around the corner, NHL playoffs right around the corner, and the UFC MMA action. You see that UFC fight this past weekend? I thought Masvidal's face broke in half.
It was very strong fighting. I would have taken it, though. I would have taken it so much better.
Did you see Chris Weidman's leg just snap in half? That was pretty gross.
I did not. That one I missed.
YouTube it. He threw a leg kick, and his leg just went rubbery, and he tried to plant it down, and you saw it like it was disgusting in like 50 seconds. It was nuts. Anyway, you can bet on UFC and MMA on betonline.ag. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up, people. Free. And also, you get an advantage. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and take advantage of the 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right. So 50% on your welcome bonus, put in CLNS50. It's promo code CLNS50 to receive a 50% welcome bonus only on your first deposit. So 50% more the funds. That's BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts, betonline.ag. Now,
you know, that's what I told Melatonin. I said, you get 50% only on the first deposit. So that's why she only had one kid.
What, 50% of being a father?
You're there half the time?
No, just in terms of contractual wealth that she can get.
Understood. Now, you mentioned the Oscars before, Mr. President. I didn't even watch them last night. I thought the films that were up for the Oscar were kind of boring and pretty artsy. Nothing really exciting. And I just kept seeing tweets of people saying how boring the Oscars were and people complaining about it. So I wasn't even going to tune in. Did you actually watch the Oscars last night?
You know, I caught, you know how I like to flip channels.
Yes.
You know, so I like to focus on more important things. So I caught, I don't know, maybe if I, you know, maybe I caught 3 hours of the show.
What was it? Three hours and 10 minutes?
At most. I don't think I caught any more than that.
Okay.
But it was tremendous. So what I saw was tremendously boring. It was classic Hollywood movies. Nobody cares about. Giving speeches about things that real Americans don't care about. So it was perfect. You know, I held a real Oscars party. We had a real Oscars ceremony at Mar-a-Lago.
What was going on there?
Well, we had great conservative movie stars and we awarded their work. Kirk Cameron got the Lifetime Achievement Award.
Okay.
That's for his great Christian well-deserved films. John Voight was there. He got he won best actor in a Trump praising video.
Okay. That's a nice award. Who else was there for the award ceremony? Was Stacey Dash there?
No. Best actress went to Ivanka Trump.
Of course.
For pretending to be in love with Jared Kushner when she really wants a stronger, older, more handsome blonde man.
Okay. That's weird. But all right. What was the highlight for you? You said you caught a little of the Oscars. Can you tell us maybe a highlight and a low light of the evenings for the Oscars?
When the radical left wanted that African-American to win best actor at the end of the show, and then they gave it to Hannibal Lecter. And I said, I paused my TV and took a nice screenshot and posted it to Parler. I just thought, look at the radical left. Oh, we're going to give it to, what's his name? Chester Baldwin. And
it's Chadwick Boseman, but
him too.
Okay.
But then they said the winner is Hannibal Lecter and he wasn't even there. He didn't even show up. And I have great respect for Hannibal Lecter. You know, he's a talented he's a doctor, by the way.
He's just like you.
Talented guy. And then he didn't even show up. He made radical left Hollywood look so stupid.
And what was the low light of the evening?
The 3 hours where people thought that Chandler Bezos was going to win Best Actor. They kept, oh, he's going to win. And then so I had to endure that. But it was all worth it to see Hannibal Lecter get the Oscar.
Yes, like I said before,
by the way, they gave Best Director to somebody from China. So, you know, I don't like that she came in and directed a, because you don't know who to root for.
It was a woman too, right? Woman director.
Yeah, well, you know, they're all the same in China to me. But the
all the men and women just look the same to you.
stop Asian hate. We're going to be nice. But the point is, I don't know who to root for in Nomadland, because the one half, it's very anti-Amazon, which I like, but then it's also pro-China because it's a Chinese director person. Mm-hmm. Or when it's a woman, you call them a lady director. It was a lady director.
I think it's just director.
Like with an E at the end, so you know it's the feminine director.
No, just
director.
They're just directors. Directors.
Well, you know. I don't know. Yeah, I think you have to have an erection to be giving direction. You know, you can't spell direction without an erection. So we're just going to call them lady directors. So you know that it's lady not directions. A man.
No. Okay.
Well, no, but you know what? If I see a lady director coming to me, I say, "Don't use my bathroom."
That's the direction you give her.
I say, "This is Trump country. We use." What is your birth filmmaking status?
Country. Oh, gosh.
Because if you have a lady direction, then, you know, I don't want you going in the bathroom with Ivanka.
Of course not. Now, Mr. President, when you were campaigning, Arizona, I think, was one of your biggest and one of your first biggest rallies during COVID, if I remember correctly. Is that when you went with Kimberly Gargoyle down there to Arizona, if I can remember correctly? And I think that is when Ben Carson got sick. Is that?
That was Tulsa. Tulsa? I remember going to Arizona with Kim Gargoyle and I gave her what we call an Arizona facial, and she said, "Oh, it's so muggy." And I said, "But it's a dry cum, because we were in Arizona." So.
It's a desert. Now, the Arizona Republicans really, really love you. Do you know they're still recounting the vote?
They're stupid people. They count very slowly in Arizona. Arizona is where you send all the hot people who've been hit with lead pipes in the head from Florida. When Florida is like, you're too stupid for Florida, they ship them out to Arizona. So that's why it's very hot people, and they're very attractive, and they're very stupid. So they can't, you know, I think we should be sort of, you know, the left would say, "Oh, we must support Arizona. They're trying so hard. How dare you? That's your representation. We need stupid people who can't count because we support all people." But when it's a Republican state, they say, "Oh no, they're taking too long." I think it's the left is very hateful.
All right. I mean, I just think, shouldn't you tell them just to give up and stop counting, or you're enjoying it?
What's that, give up on freedom?
It's not really give up on freedom. We have a president in the White House now.
A fake president who's trespassing.
The Supreme Court has closed all the cases.
Right. And Sidney Powell is arguing at a food court.
Loves those food courts.
She makes a strong case.
Sparrow or panda?
It's called Cinnabon. Don't you know your food court law?
I didn't know they do it at Cinnabon. I thought it was done at Sparrow.
No, you're okay. Let me explain the food court.
Please tell legal me food process court law. Since you don't know. Yes.
When you go in, you go to the food court and you make your case. At the lowest level is the Subway sandwich artist, because they, as you know, they're very stingy. You go there like, "Let me get some extra tomatoes," and they look at you and they put the one tomato next to each other. They don't let you pile up the tomatoes. They give you, "Oh, you get three tomatoes, no more." So they're very conservative. So if you win at the Subway level, you know you've got a strong case because they're very conservative, the Subway sandwich artists. Then, okay, you listening?
I'm listening.
Then you go to Taco Bell, where they have the Burrito Supremes, and they hear your case, okay?
Okay.
If you make it past then you go to Cinnabon. And then at Cinnabon, they make the final determination. So we've made it up to Cinnabon, and we've won at the lower level. So Sydney Powell right now, she's put on a little weight because while she's been waiting there for like, I don't know, 2 months, she's just been doing nothing but eating Cinnabons.
Well, I wish her all the luck in the world.
I don't think she needs luck. I think we have an incredibly strong case. And when the Cinnabon judge rules against Sleepy Joe, we're going to go in there with a lot of frosting and we're going to smother him in Cinnabon frosting and we're going to take back the White House.
Okay.
And then Mike Pence is probably going to come running in and licking up all the frosting. No, Mike, it's sugar, not what you thought.
I said frosting, Mike. I want to wish you a congratulations that your portrait is going to debut in the National Portrait Gallery's Presidential Exhibition. It's going to be reopening next month. Will you be going to check out your portrait live in person?
I will.
Okay. Will you make an event out of it, or you're just going to kind of make an appearance unannounced?
I think what we're going to do is I'm going to have a group of people steal the portrait and bring it down to Mar-a-Lago, and then we're going to have a big party.
I don't think that's allowed. The portrait stays there, all presidents.
Excuse me, are you a president?
No, I'm not a president.
Okay, well then I'm not going to listen to what you say is allowed. I'll allow it.
You can't, the portraits stay there. All the presidential portraits are there. That you can't like rent it or take it. It's not like the Stanley Cup where you can take it on tour and then bring it back.
Okay, tech stuff, you know, we'll see. And then when I'm sitting here next week with it in Mar-a-Lago, we'll see.
That'd be awesome. The portrait was right behind you on the wall. Okay. We have one more piece of news, Mr. President. And we talked about this before. Your former Vice President Pence, he signed a huge book deal worth two books with Simon & Schuster for seven figures. And there are two books. We don't know what the books are.
Oh, figures.
Figures, yes. Seven figures, yes.
With an F.
Yes.
Okay.
What do you think I said?
Well, if you'd seen some of the websites that Mike Pence goes on, you'd be like, that sounds about right. That sounds about what he'd agree to for a book.
He hasn't really released any information on these books, but Simon & Schuster employees are very angry and they're kind of protesting to drop the Pence book deal. They want them to drop the book deal and revoke it.
Well, they probably should. Why would you want to produce a book by a January 6th traitor?
They also want to drop any book deal who has an affiliation with you.
Well, that's disgraceful, far left cancel culture.
But we just talked about canceling Mike Pence and you were fine with it.
Well, no, that's what he did was called treason. We actually do cancel treason tech stuff. Okay. We tend to not like treason here, you know, but you know, canceling other people who are not traitors is radical left cancel culture. And I don't think I don't think our people should go to Simon & Schuster. I think they should go to Alvin, Simon, and Theodore Publishing.
Is Big Huck Simon & Schuster or is she HarperCollins?
Big Huck is a legend and you will call her Miss Sanders.
Miss Sanders, do you know where she signed?
We should maybe have her back. I don't remember. I don't remember exactly where she signed, but obviously it was somebody who's patriotic and respectful and loves great books and great people.
Yes, doesn't say. I don't think it's with Simon and Schuster, which is lucky for her. So would you now, after hearing that, you would not even entertain doing a book with Simon and Schuster after you heard that news?
I would not ever work with Simon and Schuster unless they offered me $80 million.
So it's okay that if they kick Pence out and...
But he's a traitor.
Right. They said all these things, but if they offer you $80 million to write your book, $80 million to write your book, then everything is fine. Water under the bridge.
Bridge over troubled water.
Solid song. But what I'm asking...
It's a song?
It is by Simon and Garfunkel. It's a song.
Well, maybe they should sign with Simon and Schuster.
Simon and Garfunkel, but they're singers. They don't write books.
Well, Alvin, Simon, and Theodore.
Maybe they can go with them. They do sing. So Simon and Schuster is on your Schuster list.
I was hoping you'd say that tech stuff. I was hoping you'd say that. Point for tech stuff guy. He's now at -9 for the episode. They're on my Schuster list.
Just off news, you are a born New Yorker. You did attend many Knicks games. Do you see the Knicks? They're on a big run right now, fourth in the Eastern Conference. Have you been watching them at all? You've attended games before many times.
Yes, but this team, there's just something. I remember David Lee. I was a big fan of David Lee when he played for the Knicks. Ron Baker. They had a nice guy named Ron Baker more recently. Not so sure I like the makeup of this team, though. Although I like their coach.
You basically only mentioned white guys just now.
Oh, are those white guys?
Those are all white guys.
Well, you know, they stand out. You sort of see them. You go, it's why did the white macadamia chip get lost in the double chocolate chip batter?
You think the white guys stick out on the basketball court?
Do you not think they do?
I mean, if you're watching a basketball game, they stick out maybe because they're sitting on the bench, but you're not watching the bench. You're watching the court.
Interesting. I'll let Slovenian superstar Luka Doncic know that you think he's a bench warmer.
I'm talking about the Knicks.
Well, I like to call them Knickerbockers.
Do you call them Knickerbockers with a hard K?
Soft K, hard R.
Where does the N fit in? The N, it's KN. And then at the end, there's an R. Where does the N fit in Knickerbockers? So it's a soft K.
It's a silent N, which is what I call Ben Carson.
Silent N? Okay. Let's leave Ben Carson alone. We always beat up on Ben Carson here.
It's kind of fun, though, don't you think? He's just sort of a quiet doctor, like never opens his eyes, mumbles, and then you just kick him in the nuts.
Well, Mr. President, sir, thank you so much for spending another week with us. Thank you to betonline.ag for sponsoring us once again this week. Thank you to all the listeners out there. We appreciate you guys, all the Patreon patriots. If you're not a Patreon patriot, so much good content is up there. Please check it out, patreon.com/MPGA. And also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Subscribe. We're a few subscribers away for paid content there through YouTube. It's free. All you got to do is just click subscribe on there and check out the website, mpgapod.com. Also, if you are in New York in Astoria, Queens this Saturday, check out the Bel Air Diner. We got an awesome show at 8 p.m. It's $5 outside. It's safe. COVID safe. We got Richie Redding, Carmen Lynch, Caitlin Palufo, Derek Gaines, all headliners on the show. It's a great one. So check that out. It's Bel Air Diner in Astoria, Queens. Mr. President, any parting words?
Yes. For those perfect 10 patriots, they will get a special video on Wednesday morning very special video. And hey guys, it's JL. Just a couple, you know, my usual announcements, but check out Righteous PK podcast this week. It's up already. Even if you're a Patreon person listening to this tonight, it's up. Really good episode with some stuff about upcoming shows. But if you, for some reason, decide not to listen, go to JL Covan, jlcomedy.com/calendar, and tickets to all my live shows so far are up, and I'm adding some gigs soon. But DC area, Rockville, Maryland is almost sold out, in Arlington, Virginia, get those tickets now. And Hartford Funny Bone, June 10th, huge show for me. If you are anywhere near Hartford, Connecticut, got to get tickets to that, seriously. And if you want to know why, that's why you should listen to Righteous PK podcast this week. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you to everybody who wished me a happy birthday, which was not a lot of you, to be honest. No, I'm kidding. So that's
Twitter it. Blew up on the birthday.
Yeah, that's right. I used it to raise money for Hope for Haiti. So thank you to everybody who gave generously to that. But nothing else. So thank you for listening, and God help us all.